Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
I hear all of you. I didn't realize everybody would be there. This is cool.
Well, there's only three of us, so we made it work.
That's very cool. So introduce yourselves to your vast audience.
Okay, well, I'm Anissa.
I'm Ashley.
I'm Amelia.
Yeah, and you guys are, did you have a name for your team? You had the DC theme show. Boy, I'm babbling
Our
already.
Our name was Adventures in DC, I guess is what we chose.
Yeah. So DC's an adventures town, huh?
Definitely.
You all have experience in DC, obviously, living or going to school near there?
Yeah, I live about 10 minutes from there.
Yeah.
Same here.
Yeah, we all do.
We're all from the Nova area, so... We're pretty familiar with it, I guess.
Okay. I grew up in Baltimore, and D.C. was just like this like space that was like weird to get through because it's so busy there.
Exactly.
But that's probably not part of your show. It's all about the excitement of being near the hub of democracy, right?
Absolutely not.
Awesome. So how was it to work on this project?
Well, I mean, we thought we made it fun. We tried to incorporate as much as we could and work together to make a really good show.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Should I, anything you want to do as a setup? I could play your bumper or your commercial. We could talk some more or we could just go into the show. You guys can tell me what you want to do.
I think we're good with just getting into the show if you're okay.
Yeah,
with
our
that.
Our bumper and our commercial are pretty.
Our bumper and our commercial are incorporated into the show. So.
Okay.
You'll definitely hear them.
So we'll hear that. And how did like the work on it go? Did you guys get together and meet a lot? Did you do it online?
We first started online, and it got a little difficult being online after a while because we weren't able to convey our thoughts on what we wanted to do for the project. So we finally met in person, missing a few people from our group who eventually just never showed up. And we were able to get to what we created, and I think it turned out really well with all the effort we put into it.
Yeah, we definitely met more than once. We had to, work on it on our own, but at the same time we met and tried to get everything to fit together and sound like it was recorded and done at the same time.
That's right. And did one person do the editing, or did everybody do some of the audio work?
We, for the most part, jointly edited. We did have our own little kind of parts that we would edit on our own, so we weren't together. We weren't, I guess, not stuck together, but we'd be on our own for a little bit, and then we were able to edit it together to make sure they meshed well.
Yeah, we kind of broke it up into sections, and we each, edited our own section and then edited those sections together, so...
Very cool. Well, we will play it, and we'll, see how many people tune in. There could be some questions coming in on Twitter. You guys could get, a big contract. I don't know, but... I mean, how's been... And don't just say nice things because I'm your teacher. This is the part that's not graded. How's been this part of doing audio work for you guys, gals?
I thought it was going to be a lot more challenging than it was. I mean, don't get me wrong, it was difficult in what we had to do, but the most difficult part was pretty much getting started. Once you kind of got the hang of how to work everything, it was kind of actually fun and kind of enjoyable to do in a sense because you got to meet new people and you got to play around with effects.
Yeah, and you got to test your own comfort limits. I wrote about that a lot in my blog and my reflection for this week that I did not expect to go into the audio portion confident and I wasn't ready for it. And then once I met with the girls and we got a hang of what we wanted to do, we were able to become more comfortable with our own voice and what we wanted to say on audio.
Yeah, that's something I hear a lot and even can remember the experiences. Of course, people don't necessarily like the sound of their audio, or they think it's going to be hard to do, and then they realize that in many ways it's moving words around in a text editor. You cut and paste things, you play with different styles, and you can make words that don't go together come out pretty darn good.
And you can even sound like a chipmunk.
You can even sound like a chipmunk. Oh, Martha and I love the chipmunk exercise. We just can't get enough chipmunks.
Yeah. Pretty fun.
All right, so I'm going to play this back. You guys should be able to hear it through Skype. So everything I play on the radio will come back. And then in 20 minutes, we'll just kind of come at the end and talk a little bit more about the show, and we'll see what kind of adventures happen in D.C.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, coming up, Adventures in D.C. on DS106 Radio.